And there that goes, winecellarmedia.com live. And things have been going on, stuff has been happening. This is Sunday, April 1st, 2018. We drove our asses the fuck around, trying to get stuff to take care of the cats. We built them a playpen out of cardboard, duct tape, hot glue from a hot glue gun.
Yes.
Made them their training litter box.
Yes.
And they're going to start weaning off of the parents' milk quite soon, mm-hmm. rather fast. Mm-hmm. And what else is going on?
We spent a lot of time apartment hunting today. That was a thing. We spent a lot of time waiting for stores to open so we could actually get everything we needed today. That also happened. Apparently, people take Easter very seriously around here.
Fuckers, man.
So, yeah, that was going on. And just, yeah. And it wasn't like anything. It was all, yeah. It was boring adult shit. Like, none of it was exciting for the most part. It was like that, we have responsibilities. Let's go be adults.
Yeah. Just play the 50 Cent album while we do it.
Yes.
On repeat.
Yes.
Fucking several times.
I think we were entitled to that.
And I think, well, Fallon Local commented, said, are the kids liking the cats? The, shit, the 10-year-old's never here anymore. He doesn't live here anymore.
I think he's still, like, I think Jamal is his guy. I think. So we'll see what happens there. The oldest one hates them because he's allergic to cats. Allegedly. I think he over-exaggerates.
Oh, like, wait, so is he allergic or, like...
He says he is, but I don't think he is.
It doesn't have, like real-deal symptoms?
Like, they're not consistent.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I think he overacts.
Maybe it's he's... That's the thing. I mean, he's a fucking rich suburban teenager. Like, he has to create problems.
Yeah.
Fucking...
He's, like, very hyperbolic about it.
Oh, I did not know this. I thought it was legit. I actually thought, you know, like fucking, oh, he's fucking allergic to cats, but he's also a every other weekend visitor.
Yeah. So, yeah, he doesn't, yeah.
Yeah. Fiends Cleater just, yeah, man, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, yeah.
I thought I was in a Lil Jon song for a minute.
And Fallon said he's drinking some feline haterade.
He is drinking feline haterade. Because he's a dog person. That's why.
Oh, he fucking likes dogs?
Yeah, they have dogs out there.
Oh, fuck that.
They have like two or three dogs, yeah. And they're like big fuckers, too. They're like fucking labs or some shit.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And folks may check it out. If you're checking out the podcast or checking out this video on my personal... Not my... Well, my public podcast Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, you can't see that one, and I'm not going to accept your friend requests on it. But my William J. Jackson, I will accept your friend requests, and that's my podcaster page. And you can see the video of the kittens in their playpen, Killmonger losing a fight again, William just getting random. William is one of the kittens getting randomly bullified, and and then going down. On my timeline,
I forgot about the SoundCloud guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he has a SoundCloud, and it's really, really bad.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
It's so bad.
Okay, things are going to get fun, folks. So I made two posts. One of them was, if you're a brother with a Becky, what's it like being her get out of racism free card? And I made another one, if you're a Becky with a brother, in what ways do you use him to gaslight us out of being logically suspicious of you? And, one white woman had left a very lengthy, useful comment, and I was like, damn, she's honest and a motherfucker. And then she fucking deleted it. So, like, and so I fucking, she tricked me. See? And that's the thing. I didn't think I need to take screenshots of this. And, like, in less than an hour, she deleted it. Because I went back to read it again because it was such a long comment.
Right.
There was so much detail in it.
Yeah.
And then she fucking deleted it.
But we don't know that she deleted it. She could have gotten her Facebook shit suspended or whatever.
But you can still see the post, right? Like, and the name is just black and it's not a link anymore?
I don't know, because every time I used to get suspended, I would just deactivate my account to prevent the bans from stacking up.
Oh. Wait, who reports her?
Probably. She's on this constant, like, if you just talk to conservatives, maybe we can change them. So she's always, like, trying to talk to conservatives and Trump supporters and shit. And it's just like...
Oh.
Yeah.
You fool!
Did I tell you about the one time that she tagged me in something on her page and I was having a conversation and this guy was just, like, flipping the fuck out and, like, yelling at me and being all angry? Because it was, like, It was about Elizabeth Warren, like, claiming native, I guess, on college applications or something.
Huh.
And I was like, if she wants to be native, then she could at least fucking push policy that helps native people, maybe. Like, you know? And he got, like, really, really upset about it and just had this huge fit. And then it turned into, like, Bernie bros and why Hillary was right and I'm stupid because Hillary apologized. I think he actually called me a fucking idiot because Hillary apologized about the super predators thing and it was a long time ago, so I should forget about it. And I was like, my niggas is still locked up. I'm not finna forget about it. And he was like, well, you're a fucking idiot. You just don't understand how things work.
Like, yeah, I do. They're still locked like that. I literally just told you how it's working. Like, they're locked up. That's how it works.
And he's like, and Hillary supported a living wage the whole time. I was like, no. Sir.
Yeah.
The whole time. Yeah, he was fantastically angry.
And there's, over in the space, there's Rashani over there saying, yo. There's, Makai said, who reports her? Probably other white people, for being honest. L-O-L.
See, yes.
And, yeah, Fallon said, the rapper. That makes me want to hurry things along a bit. we can get to that. There's some other funny stuff. Yet again, Hillary Clinton doesn't think anyone has a memory.
Right.
Like, I swear to fuck, she thinks cameras don't exist. She thinks recordings don't exist. And apparently now she thinks people don't remember shit. The articles just may surprise you.
Or will they?
God damn it. We're going to get shot in the face by a Southside Irishman. And, and I have something new in the soundboard. So we're going to play the show opener, and I just want to play this new thing in the soundboard now. Oh, got it from the show Lucifer. It's an incredible Becky Lives Matter moment in that show. It's outstanding. I love it. You love it. And then we'll get to the show opener, the exhaustive trigger warning.
It is exhaustive.
And then we're going to get down to some real hip-hop. A dope MC. We're talking a little sassy level. All right? Yes.
They should probably collab, maybe.
Who's that bad Becky Bars?
The Grace one?
What's her name? The one to Catch Me Outside, How About
Catch
That?
Catch Me Outside, Bad Baby or Barbie or something.
I don't remember her fucking name.
I don't fucking... I know her last name is, like, Italian as fuck sounding. It's, like, Bregoli or some shit.
Oh, shit.
Or Bragadici. I don't fucking know. It's some Italian sounding shit.
All right. Here's that moment that's in the soundboard now from Lucifer. It's a great Becky Lives Matter moment.
So, I was getting coffee, minding my own business, and a guy grabs my arm.
Really?
What kind of guy? A tall, serious black man. Bald.
Bald, like in a very sexy way?
Yes. You know him?
No. Just painting a picture. I can...
Uh-huh. Outstanding. Let's get to it. Oh, wait. It always is a... There's always a little skibby-flibby-do.
Yes.
Whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I will tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
Yeah. In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right. Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media, Phoenix Collider, the Uppity Negress, William J. Jackson, a.k.a. Dark Skin Nigglesworth, the Black Ass Motherfucker. Follow Phoenix Collider on the Twitters. That's at Uppity Negress, UPPITTYNEGG.
1G.
RESS. 2 P's. 2 T's. 2 S's. Uppity Negress on the Twitters.
I just noticed that you took off your new dashiki.
Oh, I took it off because we were doing the cat's ears, and I didn't want to get the I didn't want to get the fur on it.
William went dashiki shopping.
I didn't. Oh. They just happened to be. They were just right there, and they were for a price that I understand. A price that my wage understands.
And then you got that new dashiki today. That real shit.
At an African shop.
At the African store.
Yeah. Real deal. And the cashier accidentally told me the wrong price. And then when the manager brought up the right price, he said, wait, what did he think it was going to be? And he gave me the fucking discount for the mistake price. Because it's like, hey, like, I get, like, made the agreement based on this understanding.
Right.
And he wasn't going to change that understanding because he ain't a capitalist like that. So, fucking an African of integrity.
Yeah, so you have, like, 7 dashikis now. It's one for every day of the week.
No, cinco.
Cinco?
Yeah.
Wait, how many did you get yesterday? Or today? Or whenever?
3.
Oh, you, oh.
Yeah, in it my just head, it, you got more than 3. It looks like a lot because you're just carrying a bunch of dashikis. Like, so it just looks like a lot because you're black in the suburbs carrying dashikis.
Girl, let's get dashikis and Sean John boots.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, also just $30. Like, we know how to Ross and Burlington it. Like, nigga, we jiggy poor, nigga. I don't know why people always think, oh, you guys is fucking, you have on all this shit. And it's like, nigga, this shit costs like $12, $15. Like, nigga, we're not down at the shopping mall paying the fucking shopping mall price.
Right. Fuck, I think that. I just got a pair of Puma shoes for $25.
Yeah, $25.
Yeah.
The fucking forest green, because she's a backpacking hip hopper.
Lies and deceit.
All right, so where's the rapper, man? Yes. So I made the post, if you're a brother with a Becky, what's it like being her get out of racism free card? And a young man came in. He made sure not to skimp on the ableist language. He brought
in all the good points, all the good. He brought all the ideas to the yard, William.
Oh shit. My posts bring all the boys to the yard. So he just starts out, just says, you're a dummy. And then he says, racism has you emotionally psychotic and you don't even understand what is going on around you.
Okay.
And of course, when I went to his page, he's a fucking black Trump supporter. But he's a black Trump supporter, but also, like, pro-Black Lives Matter, has a bunch of African shit. Like, he's, like, in a very non-Gusty Renegade way, he's confused. He's a silly man. All right. So fucking, I need to, where's that link?
It's right there.
There it is. Yes. Now he calls himself the artist Alette. All right. The artist, one word, Alette, A-L-E-T. If you want to go check him out, you know.
Hey, for the party.
Oh, you're giving him too much too soon. I hate the way SoundCloud does that. Mm-hmm. I hate autoplay on anything. I hate autoplay, and I hate the way when you like you go to click off and it just it's a drag mode and it just pulls it in fast forward. That is annoying. All right, you guys ready to check this guy out? He's got some shit. All right, checking decibels. Now this record is called Lakers versus Hornets, Lil Wayne diss. All right. And he's going to break down why he's dissing Lil Wayne on this record.
Isn't Wayne from New Orleans?
Yes.
Neither the Lakers nor the Hornets are from New Orleans. I am now confusion.
Well, now, hold on now.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He is a cis hetero man.
Uh-huh.
He knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
He's got all the facts and the figures.
Right here.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
It's knowledge in the verses, motherfucker.
It's knowledge in the verses. Yeah. Right? This shit's hot. He has a beat.
Well, I'm in the Lakers state, you fake little hoe, and I'm in tip top shape. I eat Quaker Oats.
Woo! My man. You a little hoe? I eat tip-top shade. I eat Quaker Oats. All right? Tell him about that breakfast, nigga. Yeah, he's about to break it down. Again, man, like, he had to diss Lil Wayne, and he's going to tell you why. But first, you had to know that he eats Quaker Oats.
Oats are important. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
That's a horrible way to start a track, because now you're just making us try not to, you're like, it's stuck in our heads. We're laughing at that the whole time that we're going over the record, because we're stuck on that first line. All right, the artist. Oh, yeah, and on the, LT. So on Facebook, it's a let, but on SoundCloud, he has the T separate. So he's ALT. Like, so he spills the tea while sipping ale? I don't fucking know.
I don't think he knows.
Man, nigga, we just ain't overstanding.
You ain't interstanding, understanding, overstanding, nigga standing.
No, I want to be a nigga standing around without being bothered by the cops. That's the only one I want to do is nigga stand. All right. Whew.
Don't focus up the cami. Go right. Up the ante. I'm not giving a fuck. Uh-huh. So fucks if y'all can't stand.
I'm not giving a fuck, so fucks. All right, nigga? I'm not giving a fuck, so fucks.
That, wow, yeah.
That's how you spit that shit, nigga. What?
It is shit.
I'm not giving a fuck. Uh-huh. So fuck if y'all can't stand me. It's like two fingers across me. That's just cause to hit you all partially.
Nigga, it's like two fingers across me. That's just cause to hit you off harshly.
Harshly?
Nigga, harshly. The E is not silent anymore.
Does this nigga want a Hershey bar? What the fuck is happening? Harshly? Harshly? The fuck?
Yeah, well, he's trying to support that slave labor. Nigga, get that Hershey. Nigga, get that Nestle. Get that Hershey, nigga. My man's in them. All right, the artist LT. He's breaking down why he had to diss Lil Wayne. All right?
To hit you all partially, seeing as the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, then you gon' rot right by the stump, you punk. Man, how you discredit? Volume 1 of the mixtape with no edit.
Alright, so Lil Wayne discredited Volume 1 the mixtape with no edits. I don't know if you knew that.
Okay.
Alright, I don't know. Apparently, the whole title of the mixtape is just Volume 1. We don't need to know if it's like, is it... My Raps Are Garbage as Fuck Volume 1? Is it I'm a Total Waste of Hot Beats Volume 1? What the fuck was the Volume 1? What if it's Volume 1, what are the other volumes?
Well, obviously Volume 1 was about breakfast options and Quaker Oats, my nigga. It was about the oats.
Or Volume 1 was the fucking decibel level you should play this at. Just put it at 1. This doesn't need to be that loud. All right, the artist LT, Lakers versus Hornets, Lil Wayne diss. He's breaking it down.
The same shit that got me popular, kid, brought endorsements here, and I'm a pro in this here. All
right, I don't know if you knew, but he has endorsements.
From who? The Quaker Man?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
From the Hornets?
Yes, and a Japanese Mormon family. very nice people from Michigan, yes. Mm-hmm. Endorsements. Mm-hmm. Endorphins. Mm-hmm. Dora the Explorer.
This shit will kill your endorphins. You will never have an endorphin rush again if you listen to this too many times.
Ma'am.
Here's some memorabilia for you niggas. Yeah. Man, I told you dudes, I beat you till you groggy. It looks
like... Wait, did he say beat you till you brocky?
I thought he said groggy.
Groggy? Until you're That's tired? That's still fucking... That nigga kick my ass. I need a nap. Okay, beat you till you...
It's because he had his oats for breakfast.
That's right.
He had the strength to beat you. He should have had Wheaties, probably, but you know.
Nah. Oats. Yes.
I told you, dudes, I beat you till you're groggy. It looks like I'm feeling froggy. Hornet. Okay.
Did he say it looks like I'm feeling froggy?
He said that.
Isn't that something you're supposed to say to someone else? Yes. Like, you don't get froggy. Now he's like, hey, I will accuse myself of being froggy. Fallon said, oh, go to the chat space. I think niggas is interested. Rashania, the single simulcast program, singlesimulcast.com. Rashani said, the Hornets were in New Orleans for a season or two. Then they moved back to Charlotte. Ah, he knows basketball.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, but why is he still saying them if they're not still there, though?
And Makai said that's some grade A gaslighting on his part. Fallon Loco, yes, Quaker Oats. Makai Loco also said, not to mention the quality of his vocals. Did he just lose his puberty, or are his levels just way off? Or I would say, because you know, I like to spit myself, and like I have a high pitched voice, right? Busy Bone, Easy had a high-pitched voice. Lil Wayne is high. You know, there's a lot of us out there. He doesn't know how to project them. Like, he has too much air coming out of his voice. Like, I can hear him like, if I rapped like him, I'd be talking about working on machines, how I gotta do the day we make them clean, and then I go to the check and get my grain. Like, no, project, you make your vocal cords bounce, young man. Use your voice. Hyper-masculine folks would be like, put some bass in your voice. No, just use the voice you have. Don't make a fake version of your voice. Just use what you is be got. And Makai Local continues, says, it just sounds like a white man singing along to a beat. are we sure this rapper isn't account for a wigga or... Oh, that was something I was thinking too. Is that school shooters? Mm. Oh, what was my joke about them?
They were the real gangsters or police or good guys. Oh, they were the good guys.
Oh no, white kids that shoot up their schools. They're the wiggers of black identity extremists. All right. And Fallon Loco quoting the lyrics, hit you off harshly. And he said, I feel bad. He's a black man conservative who believed stereotypes about black people being innately able to rap and decided he could channel that.
Damn. Ooh.
And popular. And I'm not sure who the fuck gets groggy during a beatdown. I don't thought, you know what? Yeah. Because like your blood levels up because.
Yeah, your adrenaline.
Yeah, because you're being attacked. Makai Loco continued last one here. It's less high pitch, more like a pitch that isn't sure what it's doing. Yes.
Yeah.
No control over it. All right. Let's get back because there's more bars. He's going to remember this is.
There's always more.
The artist ALT, Lakers versus Hornets, Lil Wayne diss. He's breaking down why he had to diss Lil Wayne.
Feeling froggy, Hornet. Okay. Okay. Just give me the rock.
Uh-oh.
Pass me the ball.
Oh, it's the hook. The hook. You know hooks are hot and catchy.
Check, check, I'm open.
Oh.
This is domination. Just woo. Give me the rock. Pass me the ball.
Pass me the ball,
check, check, I'm open.
Check, check, I'm open.
This is domination.
This is the distortion.
But I'm gonna get it clear. You based your whole life around me, your whole solo career. In any event.
All right. Your whole life around me.
Talk about Lil Wayne, though.
Nigga, Wayne spent his whole life around him. His whole life, son.
Wayne old enough to be this nigga daddy. The fuck?
Nuh-uh.
Sir.
Wayne spent his whole life around him.
You only went gold. Yeah. We all know.
Lil Wayne only went gold. All those albums.
I just contorted my face into that Britney meme.
And yeah, you know, I actually don't know Wayne's sales, but I'm sure that somebody purchased a copy or two, especially considering that Wayne got in like shortly before CD burner bootlegs became easy.
Mm.
And before fuck Napster. Napster wasn't that big of an impact. That was just white rockers over exaggerating it. But before that, Morpheus and Bear Share and all that shit.
Bear Share.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my shit.
Woo, I got a lot of underground Sacramento records off Bear Share.
To whom that you owe, and as far as you being solo, you ain't write your own records, no way. Purchased your raps, trying to hide the fact I was on Bow Wow's ass. Your dude's getting...
Yeah, he was on Bow Wow's ass, too.
Wait, but he said Wade don't write his own rhymes?
Which, that's one of those things that's a common attack, and one particularly against Lil Wayne by guys like some young man from Philadelphia. Actually, very old man. Yeah, just...
That's a weird one, because there's lots of videos of Wayne freestyling.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's weird to say he doesn't write his own raps when there's literally like, here's him doing a 7-minute freestyle.
Or like, this was the goofiest one I heard. Just like in hip-hop circles I have in conversations. Mm. Someone said, oh, everybody knows Turk writes Lil Wayne's raps. And I'm like, then why does Turk make his own rhymes whack? Like, why would you write a nigga shit to outshine you? Like, what is that? Please make more sense than that. All right. And Makai noted the line, the whole apple doesn't fall far from the tree line from earlier is coming back to mind. Spent your whole life around me. This is fucking hot.
Three stripes for weak rhymes. Yes. You're speaking too loud, my peace time. Well, at least I'm original. Use teriyaki, nigga. Right. Don't you feel so great?
Wait, what? Did you just diss somebody by saying they have flavor?
He said you're teriyaki.
The flavor?
And then what's this? Don't you feel so great? Is there a cultural reference I'm missing here?
No,
is he quoting something? Let's give that a running start. What the fuck was that?
You're speaking too loud, my peace time. Well, at least I'm original. Use teriyaki, nigga. Don't you feel so great?
What is that? Don't you feel so great?
Teriyaki, nigga. Don't you feel so great? Teriyaki, nigga. Don't you feel so great, nigga? Don't you feel so great? Don't you feel so great? I do this in my spare time. You going all day. Must ain't got no life. I'm the life.
So I do this in my spare time. You do this all day.
You're not good enough to do it full time?
You ain't got no life. What? It doesn't make sense.
How you keep
dissing
somebody else by dissing yourself, though?
And if he does it all the time and he's not homeless, it must be working. Stop arguing with yourself, young man. You're gaslighting yourself.
And this is why he has Black Lives Matter and pro-Trump shit on his wall.
Yes. He is confused. Don't you feel so great? Okay.
Life in the party, your homies didn't want you in your hood. Run to the MIA, hide behind the money, nigga, you fake.
I mean, that's something that is kind of logical with the way classism is set up, which is like a post I wanted to make, or like a riff I wanted to have. Mm-hmm. You know, not yet, not right now, but like classism keeps Black people apart from each other.
Yeah.
You know, because as soon as you start having a little bit more and more, like, now you look like food to niggas that don't have yet.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and really, you're just trying to get poverty with a pillow, but now you the only nigga with a pillow.
Right.
And they're like, nigga, I want that pillow, motherfucker. Like, nigga, I'm sleeping with my head on a fucking rock every night. or on nothing, making my fucking, I'm losing circulation to my hand trying to use my arm for a pillow. I want your motherfucking pillow. Now I'm going to beat the, and matter of fact, I'm going to bring him home. He's going to beat the shit out of you and take your pillow, and then we're going to fight over the one pillow because false scarcity is good. It's one of the things capitalism does.
Capitalism is awesome and amazing.
But yeah, just it's something I've been thinking about riffing about. But this is the artist, LT, Lakers versus Hornets, Lil Wayne diss. He is breaking down why.
Behind the money, nigga, you fade. I do this.
Yo, yo man. Shut up these niggas, man. Nigga hating on me. Stop fucking with me, niggas.
I don't know if you knew this, but Lil Wayne is hating on him.
It's weird. I've never heard Lil Wayne mention dude's name.
It was metaphorical. It was a confusing metaphor. It was on all his, like, the drought mixtapes, all those squad up mixtapes, mm-hmm. the 500 Degrees album, the Carter 1, 2, 3 albums. Yeah, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. The Block is Hot, his first solo album. The first two Hot Boys albums. The unreleased Hot Boys album, Let 'Em Burn. When it was just Lil Wayne and BG, they were called the BGs. He dissed them on that. Mm-hmm. He was 13 then. Remember, he spent his whole life around them, so he would be dissing them for a long time. Mm-hmm. And this is the end of it where he just talks because he's very charismatic, as you just heard. He's a talker that you want to hear. I don't know if you knew that about him.
So the hook was only in it once?
Huh. Let's give it a few more seconds. He should bring that hook back. That shit was not very good.
It was not very good.
Baby, look. I go to Grammy Awards.
Wait, was that his Lil Wayne impression?
Yep, and then he just said he goes to the Grammy Awards.
Nigga, how you do... Lil Wayne dissing you, you talking shit to Bow Wow, you at the Grammys, nobody knows who the fuck you are. How is this possible?
See, the way you're saying that, you teriyaki, nigga.
Yeah, because teriyaki tastes better than original.
Don't you feel so great?
Yes, because I didn't push this shit out and have my face attached to it.
Woo! Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, where else is he going with this?
Oh, niggas want to leave out the back, though, because I'm at the Grammy Awards. You know what I'm saying? I go to the BET Awards.
I don't know if you knew this. He also goes to the BET Awards.
Okay.
How do these people find my page? And I think he's on my friends list.
Oh, like, Jesus.
And when someone's on my friends list and they're weird, one of the first things I do is I look at their thing and I see if I follow them because... You know, there's the way the Facebooks is set up, it's not like the Twitter where you just follow for follow or don't follow, whatever you do. But the friends list thing makes it a little awkward.
Right.
But, you know, because I can't follow every single fucker on there.
Right.
So a lot of people, I accept your friend request because hopefully you found it through the podcast. Then I look at your timeline and I look and see if you post news. These are things that'll get me to follow you if I accept your friend request. Do you post news? Mm-hmm. Or do you post like a couple paragraphs every once in a while of your commentary on what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're trans, I instantly follow you back. If you're a sex worker, I instantly follow you back. And that's about it because you cannot follow over 1,000 people.
Right.
All right. So, and I don't follow him. So apparently he must have sent me a friend request any time between 2013 and now. And this is when he decided to come in my shit. Was when I mentioned brothers with Beckys and being used as get out of racism free cards. Not knowing that we got niggas like Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com, that will look at your shit and find out if you have a SoundCloud with whack raps dissing Lil Wayne. Because you have a personal beef with him. Nigga, stop it. What's going on in the archive chat space? There's Jay May. And see, and that's why you do that radio setup. Because I'm sure Jay May has the information. Mm-hmm. Check out the earlier part when the archive hits Jay May. Because it's fun, the whole thing. Makai Local said, I see a lot of it going the other way, too. Like, hella folks, once they get some kind of money, all of a sudden want to criminalize being poor. Yes. Selling oot. And Mashani Loco of SingleSimulcast.com said, after they beat you, they are going to be like, don't you feel so great?
Oh, man. Oh, that was the groggy part. That you feeling great because you groggy and you forgot about the beating.
Huh. So you kind of stretching out, do a little Pilates there. Right?
I feel so great.
Some bicycle crunches. Don't you feel so great? He said, and why does he have a beef? Because Lil Wayne is hating on him. And because Lil Wayne doesn't write his rhymes. And he broke it down. I don't know. See? That cis hetero man was talking and you wasn't listening. And now you don't feel so great.
And Bow Wow was involved somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, gotta give it up. Fallon Loco, man. Out there working those fucking hours, man. I see your posts, man. The fucking capitalists are fucking on you. Getting those debt coming checks.
Oh, and I finally remembered. I don't know how to find the thread, but I finally remembered where we found that Grace woman.
Oh, you found it?
I didn't find the thread, but I remember the page. It was Thug Kitchen.
Oh, Thug Kitchen. I thought it was witches.
No.
Thug Kitchen.
I think that was the one.
So we're a step closer to finding her page.
I think so.
We're going to find that Grace in your face. Some folks may have remembered us when we found that. I think it was 2016.
Whew.
And that was some of the greatest bona fide hip motherfucking hop. The hoppiest that has ever hipped.
Don't you feel so great?
All right. Let's go back. 2012, I think we should go back to 2012.
Okay.
And this is nymag.com, New York. And this article went up by, can you see that? I have the glaucoma. Caroline
Burkhoff?
Caroline Burkhoff?
Bankoff?
Let's go ahead and increase the size. Caroline Bankoff. All right, so we're going to have a Bankoff. And Caroline Bankoff got this published in this outlet November 18th, 2012 at 3:45 p.m. That is very specific. And the title of it is, Republicans Really Wish That Mitt Romney Would Shut Up Now. And just a little bit into the article, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, a.k.a. Piyush Jindal, his actual name, who called the gifts comments absolutely wrong. Remember Mitt Romney was on that conference call that got recorded?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he said, called the gifts comments absolutely wrong. As soon as they were made public, he appeared on Fox News Sunday to reiterate his criticism. Quote, we as a Republican Party have to campaign for every single vote. If we want people to take us, to like us, we have to like them first. And you don't start to like people by saying their votes were bought. End quote. And Jindal continues us saying, we also don't need to be saying stupid things. Mm. That was Lindsey Graham who said that. Yeah, man. So that was, 2012 there.
Yeah.
Now let's, I think this is,
that's the only time that's ever happened though, probably, that someone told a politician to shut up.
Yeah. Let's go to, theroot.com. And this was January 13th, 2017 at 3:30 p.m. by Michael Arsenino. And he might be Haitian, a little French in that name, eh?
Mm.
And the title of this article, mm-hmm. Shut Up, Bernie Sanders.
What?
Yeah. Just a little bit from this one. Of course, Sanders, like our president-elect, the marigold Manchurian candidate, can rightly lay claim to scoring huge, albeit majority melanin-deficient crowds that found kinship in campaigns rallying against a corrupt political system. Unfortunately, only one of those men could seize a major political party's nomination with a mostly white vote. So while Sanders was successful in pushing political foe Hillary Rodham Clinton to more progressive stances, he was never a real threat to her campaign. Then why'd they rig it? That's what I do. When I think I'm gonna win, I cheat.
I mean, they did the whole thing with Trump anyways, though, so...
No, they didn't.
Okay.
That's not true.
Okay.
Anything said that it's in criticism of any Democrat is not true.
Uh-huh. Even Bernie Sanders ran as a Democrat, though, so...
Bill Clinton did not sign that anti-marriage equality bill in 1996.
No DOMA. That DOMA never even happened.
No.
No.
Nope. See? So, that's how that goes. Yeah. But, let's do-ba-do-do-do. When's this one? Let's go to 2008, October 28th, Tuesday, 6:35 p.m. on the Daily Kos website. Pretty liberal outlet. This was put up by James Andre. Title, Shut Up, Ralph Nader. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And just a little bit from this article, if you are looking for the real maverick of this election, look no further than Ralph Nader. The problem is that mavericks operate alone on the outside. Mavericks serve their own purposes, and mavericks do not garner enough popular support and excitement to significantly move society. At best, they can hope to attach themselves to an issue of importance and artificially increase their influence, but when that issue fades, so does their political star. So like Nader, some, like Nader, are unable to grasp the fact that why would one person with no employees, no movement, and no constituency deserve to be heard before anyone else? They certainly are not going to be at the front of the line. All right, so that
How they just low-key admitted, though, that you literally can't change it from the inside.
So that was 2012, 2008, and 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So, now let's go over to MSN.com. Mm-hmm. Article put up by Julie Kurtz, published to MSN through The Hill, that particular outlet. And this one was posted, it says, 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Article title, Hillary Clinton fires back at critics. No one told a man who lost an election to shut up. Alternative facts.
They are alternative facts.
All right, folks. Your Democrats lie, too. And I swear to fuck, Hillary Clinton does not think memories exist. She doesn't think archives exist.
Well, nothing.
Dooba doo. All right, and let's take a look here. Dooba doo doo. Oh, there's Corey Loco there. The salon. Makai Loco said, "I'm pretty sure now that Maverick just means edgelord hero." After hearing this shit.
Well, that was kind of what wasn't that the thing McCain was supposed to be doing? He's a Maverick. Remember that shit?
Yeah, because what? Like, he disagrees with him on, like, some war shit sometimes or something?
Right.
I actually don't know what the fuck his maverickations are.
Because 10% of the time, he disagrees with the GOP.
And that's his maverickity?
Yes.
Ha.
Machiavellian mavericks.
Machiavellian mavericks.
Yes.
Huh. All eyes on him. Hey, John McCain. Throw your hands in the... My bad. Yeah. Mr. Prisoner of War over there. All right. I think there was a little bit more going on there. All right. So, good cops. Normal cops. Just like every other cop. We're on the New York Daily News, .com. And this article went up. This is from Ellen Monfinian. And Thomas Tracy worked on this article together.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a look here. A Staten Island woman trying to break free from her abusive husband. A New York Police Department captain. Ooh. Received no help from the department or a judge handling her divorce, according to bombshell legal papers filed this week.
Bombshell. Okay.
All right.
Bombshell. The thin blue line exists.
Nuh-uh. That ain't true. The thin blue line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's a thick blue line. You got Snoop Dogg, J.O. Felony, Trey D, Goldie Loke, them the East Siders over there. I think them fellas in South Central Cartel is a little bit affiliated, a little bit. Right, that. Get on out of here. Let's see. In January 2017, after 3 years of being abused by her often drunk husband, Kathleen Kinney asked the Staten Island matrimonial court judge Catherine Di Domenico. For an order of protection against them, Captain Christopher Monahan, while the divorce... What up?
He's an Irish cop.
Oh. Why are they playing the stereotypes? Because they put in often drunk, Mr. Sir.
I'm just remember, there's a reason Irish cops are, memorialized as walking around swinging a nightstick. There's a reason.
I tried to wessel and ISB can't. Let's take a look here.
Should have eaten your breakfast, your oats.
And so she wanted that protection while the divorce proceeding continued. Di Domenico denied the request, claiming that she didn't, quote, didn't want to create a hardship for his position with the police department.
Wait, how quote. Does an order of protection affect his job, though?
Oh, I don't know.
And also, even if I'm like legit curious, even if the judge would have given her one, did she think that he was gonna
follow that?
Right, like you can't come here. I have a piece of paper.
Yeah, nigga, he's the cops. And that statement was, woo, oh man, I'm groggy. That statement came across according to court papers filed with the city controller this week. Instead, the judge told Monahan, ordering, quote, no drinking inside the marital home, end quote.
Sure.
Nigga.
That'll fix the abusive situation.
Yeah, like, and I mean, chemical dependency is chemical dependency, man. Like, fucking, like, when Phoenix and I, we fucking drink.
Yeah.
And it's reached a point where we're just like, all right, let's just... Let's have some of our other water so that we function properly.
Yes.
All right. The article continues. NewYorkDailyNews.com. Good cops, normal cops, just like every other cop. The order was obeyed for about 2 weeks, Kinney said. Hmm. About a month later, Kinney was arrested on an allegedly trumped-up assault charge filed by Monahan. Nigga, she...
No. He charged her with assault.
Oh, what? Oh, claiming that she hit him?
Some shit like that.
Motherfucker. Filed by Monahan, the vice president of the New York Police Department's Captain's Endowment Association. There's something penis-y about that.
There is.
Yeah, that's very...
Do you know how large my endowments are?
Yeah, that's very penicular. Yeah, these fucking guys... the union that represents the department's higher ranks. A quote, usually when this happens, it's the reverse. The wife accuses the husband of assault, and end quote, said Kinney, who was suing the city. Wait, now let's go
Kinney's
back.
Kinney's her last name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she's Kinney, he's Monahan.
And who's Di Domenico?
The judge who was like, I'm not actually going to get a restraining order here.
Okay. So Kinney, who was suing the city, the NYPD, and the union in her notice of claim, said, quote, I gave the NYPD every opportunity to correct this injustice, but they continually swept it under the blue carpet. Her attorney, Eric Sanders, was appalled by Di Domenico's ruling, said, quote, I thought you go to the courts to get justice, end quote, said Kinney's attorney, Eric Sanders. He continued and said, how is that justice when Kinney has a legitimate safety concern and a judge is worried about how it's going to hurt Monahan's career?
You groggy, nigga. You should have had your oats. I told you.
It's justice. I thought you were going to say something while I was yawning. as vice president of the union, Monahan, a 48-year-old individual, was no longer on the street and didn't need a firearm, Sanders said.
Oh, shit. This nigga had a gun in the house, too?
Well, yeah. How is she going to shoot people?
Shit.
The white man can't shoot anybody if he doesn't have a gun.
Uh-huh.
Shall not be infringed. Quoting continues. All he's doing is going to the union hall. The only thing this judge enforced was a drinking glass, kinda, for a fortnight. End quote. I should have said end quote earlier. Judge DiDomenico refused to comment on the divorce when approached outside her home Friday. The State Office of Court Administration declined to comment on pending litigation. Kenny, a 49-year-old individual, also declined to talk about the judge's decision since her divorce is still pending. Since 2014, she and her teenage children have been subjected to violent, drunken outbursts, verbal assaults, and domestic violence, according to the suit. Mm. And the department did nothing to stop it, Kenny said. Well. Quote, the NYPD is like a blue mob. They know that domestic violence is an issue in some of their households, and it's covered up. The behavior is condoned, and they took no action in my case. End quote.
I mean, I am glad that she's coming forward and saying something, but also, she's just gonna end up missing.
Hmm. Damn, yeah, this shit could get Suge Knighty real flighty or quickly. I eat my oats, nigga. I run the machines.
Oh, boy.
Kenny, an international flight attendant, is suing the department for $15 million, according to a notice of claim filed on Thursday. She nearly lost her job when after brushing by her husband in their home, Monahan filed assault charges against her. Oh, so like walking down the hallway and mm-hmm. fucking bumped shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking asshole. Fucking cops, man. Shit, man. I swear to fuck. She should have, I don't know, man. She should have just basically white kid and schooled him. He should have got schooled.
Let's start saying that. She would have caught charges. We could start saying that.
Yeah.
We could.
Until white people know what that means. Like, hey. Yeah, because right now they're going to think it's the old one where we're talking about playing the basketball, getting schooled on the court. Like, yeah. Yeah, that's what it means.
Mm-hmm, that's what it means.
Go for it. Hell, they still play Skeet on the radio.
What does Nuck If You Buck mean? Who said that?
That's somebody's nickname. It's fucking Nucky from the Bronx. It's a new gangster movie. Yeah, the Nucky Brothers. With those accusations hanging over her head, Kenny wasn't allowed to leave the country, affecting her livelihood. Quote, I was about 3 months away from losing my job as an international flight attendant. Every day I go to work, I leave the country. I was afraid to leave the country because of the pending criminal charges. It was an egregious violation of my civil rights. End quote. Her son, they say allegedly, witnessed the incident and wanted to testify on behalf of his mom, according to sources with knowledge of the case. But his dad refused to let the son talk, and the charges were ultimately dropped because Monahan was being uncooperative, sources said. Kenny said her marriage fell apart shortly after her husband was elected to the union's board. At the time, she had just gotten out of the hospital following a medical procedure, and he refused to help her open a prescription pill bottle.
Jesus fucking Christ, you're an asshole.
He is a white man. He doesn't have any lips. When we go, let's take a little dance over to the old chatting room, archive chat room, winecellarmedia.com on the Facebooks. Makai Loco said, let's, going back a segment, Makai Loco said, Hillary lives deep in the respectability politics, where it's expected that everyone forgets everything shitty you ever did, and so she's probably still confused about why the rest of us believe she would be held accountable for her words and actions. Indeedly do, neighbor. I have nothing to add to that comment, just indeedly do. Continuing with the article, good cops, normal cops, just like every other cop. Quote, At about midnight, the police department arrived and had me get out of my bed, endangering my health, and questioned me for 4 hours. There were multiple levels of police supervisors in my home, but nothing ever came of it. It was all swept under the rug. End quote. Things fell apart. Things fell apart quickly after that, she said. In 2016, her husband filed for divorce. The two are currently separated. In March 2017, Monahan boasted that he was, quote, banging three women on the side, end quote. According
raping,
to court papers.
Most likely raping.
Yep. Indeedly do. He mispronounced it. The police department had been part of my family for 18 years, through my whole marriage, she said. When I met him, he was in narcotics, or into narcotics. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of sacrifices so he could advance in his career. So that's not just black women with black men.
This shit gave me conflicted, you know? Because it's like, yeah, I feel bad because he's abusive and he's an asshole. But at the same time, like, you sound salty that you're not getting your trophy prizes. You did your trophy wife thing and you're not getting your prizes and you are upset. Because it's like, if he's doing this at home, terrorizing you at home and terrorizing your kids, what the fuck was he doing when he was working? Like, you let him work for 18 years, you know he did grimy ass shit to people.
When he came home from work, I mean, did he talk about how some nigger got mouthy on a stop and frisk, so they had to remind him his place?
He was in narcotics. He was probably planting shit on niggas.
Yeah.
Or he was seeing people who were addicts and saying, oh, fuck you, go get raped in prison. I don't give a shit. Instead of trying to direct people to rehab. Like, you know he was doing grimy ass shit.
Yeah.
And you sat there for 18 years, and now you're like, oh, now he's treating me the way he treats regular people. This is unacceptable.
As a good cop story, this is a thinly veiled Becky Lives Matter story.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I can't help but get that vibe about it. And, like, not that what he's doing to her is okay. It's still fucked up. But it's like, you was okay when it was somebody else and not you, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's I'm not in my backyard.
Because what did she say? She said that she knows domestic violence is a problem in a lot of police households and they don't do anything. So you know other people getting their ass beat at home too. But this was your family for 18 years. Niggas getting beat at home with this your family. Okay. I mean, what he did to you is fucked up, but you are no angel.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
We should always quote white women to white women. Yeah, fucking white woman in the Walmarts today.
Oh, just go, my motherfucking fucking God. Today was an I hate white people kind of day all fuck around.
Yeah, like, we're at the fucking register. We're fucking ringing up our fucking shit that we have to get because, oh, yeah, that's right, because I needed tools for work and shit. Mm-hmm. That was a big part of today. Yeah. And stuff for the cats. And, like, we're almost done ringing our shit, and somebody comes up behind us, and then someone comes up behind them, and right. It's a white woman behind us, and she just wants to leave her cart in that little-ass space and say, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, while people are behind her with a cart ready to get their shit rung up,
right.
And she's expecting that everybody just be cool with it. They wait for me, hold my place in line while I go. Yeah, the Negroes are leaving, and the register's open, but these people behind me are just gonna have to wait. And the cashier is stumbling with it because thing is, he's on the clock.
Right, he's got to be polite.
And she's a white woman.
Right.
All
right?
So he is having trouble handling it. I'm like, shit, I used to work customer service. I'm not a customer now. I'll handle this one for you, Mr. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Turned around and said, other people exist. She looked a little stunned. How dare this Negro in this Wakanda uniform or whatever the fuck he's wearing.
Right. You had on one of your new dashikis.
And that was a tough moment for her. And then she finally got herself together.
Yeah, as we're trying to talk shit.
Yeah, like as we're walking away, so I just turned my head back and said, shut up.
Yeah, it was that. Then there was the woman with the fucking dog.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. I know people have service animals, but holy fuck, I wish people would consider how their service animals look to other people sometimes. If you have a big ass Great Dane, you might scare a nigga. I was not prepared to turn down to an aisle and have this fucking huge, scary-looking dog there. So I was like, oh.
But also, it wasn't a service animal.
It has to be. They wouldn't let it in if it wasn't a service animal, right?
No, I'm telling you, white people do what the fuck they want, yo. Like, again, I used to work in customer service. White people do what the fuck they want. We've had to deal with a lot of fucking dogs. Yeah, man.
Yeah, then there's that. The fucking, and that was a fucking scary looking, because it was so big.
And it was big, a big sloppy, ugly Great Dane with, like, blood fucking shot red eyes. Like, it looked like it fucking smoked reefer through its eyes, nigga. Like, it was, the eyes were so fucking red. It was so gross.
And then we were at fucking Office Depot or whatever.
Office Max.
And that fucking guy in line, there's some dude in line who's like, well, I put it on hold yesterday when the sale was here. Why can't I get the sale price now? And then it's like yelling at the cashier for fucking up putting it in because they still gave him the sale price, even though he didn't buy it when the sale was actually on. So he's, I was like, why is everyone being an asshole today? What is happening?
That's the thing. They're assholes every day. This is just the first day we saw these particular ones. I guarantee you we go out there tomorrow, be a whole new crop of assholes.
I think it just seemed extra because it was like literally back to back to back to back. It was everywhere we went, someone was being an asshole.
All right. And apparently it's impossible to find a new place to live out here.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Joseph. We are way off the article.
We are.
So she's continuing quoting here. Thinly veiled Becky Lives Matter story. Quote, I was very proud of him, but as he climbed higher in ranks, things began to unravel. End quote. Yet despite the abuse she received, she never filed charges against Monahan, she said. Sanders said Carrie is another victim. This is the lawyer. Sanders said Carrie is another victim of what he calls the white shirt immunity machine. What the fuck? Okay, continue.
Oh, because the higher ranking guys wear white shirts, not blue ones.
Oh, nigga, the blue ones are immune too.
Yeah.
Fuck you talking about?
Right.
The NYPD's highest ranks covering for each other, even when one is accused of domestic violence. Continuing the quote, the New York Police Department and mayor keep saying that the department's discipline system is great, but cops are using their powers to falsely arrest people. How is that great? End quote.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Police Department did not immediately return a request for comment. City attorneys were receiving the notice of claim, the city law department said. Captain's Union head Roy Richer said the allegations, quote, are works of fiction. They will be appropriately heard in the upcoming divorce trial, he said. Good cop story. Thinly veiled Becky Lives Matter story.
Yes.
You darn right. I mean, that could be about it. Do you want to do the last one?
I think we're good.
Yeah?
That's an old one, no?
Oh, it is? I thought that this was fresh. Oh, shit, this is from February 8th. Okay, so just to tell you what happened, because it's February 8th, New Jersey police officer loses her job over dominatrix past, because apparently there were photos to it, too.
Yeah.
And again, man, it's a sex workers' rights issue. Mm-hmm. Sesta Foster. Mm-hmm. We recently riffed about that. Check out that episode. Very recent. And for this one, I'll go ahead and drop the link in the archive chat space right now. Paste, blam, enter. Holy shit, outstanding. And Makai Loco said they let white people animals in all the damn time. Tell them, yeah, like they don't have to be a service animal. And if they do ask you, well, white people lie. Mm. They'll just say, yeah, it's a service animal. Nigga, I can't raise my eyebrow. Dog helps me. Like, white people don't give a shit.
Yeah, honestly, I was so mad because that thing was so big and scary and I was just not ready. And it just fucking, I was like, oh my God, there's a fucking horse. What is happening? Why is there a horse in this aisle at Walmart? Like, oh.
Yes, indeed. And let's not forget the latest addition to the soundboard.
So I was getting coffee, minding my own business, and a guy grabs my arm.
Really? What kind of guy?
A tall, serious black man. Bald.
Bald, like in a very sexy way?
Yes. You know him?
No, just painting a picture.
Yeah, that's from that television program, Lucifer Morningstar. All right, winecellarmedia.com, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Have a good one. Facebook in live. Blam.
Ah, I just hit the microphone.
And podcast audio gone.